New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sharif, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. So over a year ago, I created something called the 7-Day HA Recovery Commitment Challenge, and I've been running it for over a year. It was this free email-based challenge, so lots of reading, but you would get an email every day for 7 days to help you overcome and tackle the different but important areas that you need to be checking off in order to get your period back. Now, over time, I have collected some really great feedback, and upon working with all of these wonderful, amazing women, really started to learn even more about what works and what doesn't. And so I'm excited to be introducing to you guys the updated version. It's called the 7-Day HA Recovery Kickoff, and it is totally designed to help you not just commit to the process and have all of your ducks in a row in terms of important factors that need to be tackled and issues that need to be overcome in order to get your period, but the whole thing is now based in video, so you can listen/watch, and every day for 7 days we will tackle nutrition. There's actually 2 days of that because it's so big. We'll tackle lifestyle, we'll tackle exercise, your support network, your mindset game. Each video goes from anywhere between 12 minutes and 5 minutes, so it's not very long, but you'll get all of the most important areas and the best tips and strategies for how to implement them. Because I know that going through recovery is hard. There's always an area for each person that is a little bit difficult to execute on. And so the goal, or maybe a lot difficult. So the goal of this challenge is to help you have the awareness, the self-awareness, and the tools and strategies you need to overcome each of the different issues that AHA recovery faces for us. So get on it. It's great if you're at the very beginning of recovery or if you're halfway through. I mean, we never know how far through we are until it's over, do we? But no matter where you're at, it can be a really good opportunity to check in and look for blind spots and areas where you might be dropping the ball in your nutrition, in your lifestyle, in, you know, maybe it's your support network that's a problem. Maybe exercise is something that you are still struggling with making changes to. So check it out. Go to thehasociety.com/7-day-challenge, or the link will be on the website. So it may be in the show notes of this show. It may not be. Just go to thehasociety.com and you'll find it in the footer, or you'll find it in the pop-up that happens when you visit the page. And we will see you for day one of the challenge. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. Today I am answering a listener Q&A about cycle lengths after having had a few recovery cycles. Let's just dive right in to Olivia's question. She says, "Hello, Dani. First, I'd like to thank you so much for all the information and support you provide." You're welcome. From last time I asked you a question, I had 4 consecutive periods, roughly 35 days long. My goal now is to optimize my period because I do feel that my luteal phase is short and follicular phase is long. I have noticed that my sleep has been fluctuating so much, probably adding to the stress because I'm a uni student with a stressful term. I have had many nights where I am sleepless. This insomnia came out of nowhere. I usually sleep well and deep, and I was wondering if sleep fluctuations occur along with normal fluctuations as you recover. And finally, I started picking up light exercise again, Pilates sessions 2 times a week or a strength training session of only 20 minutes. It feels good to work out again after not doing so. So it makes me feel good. At least mentally, it doesn't cause me stress. Not sure if that's okay for implementing while optimizing a period. Yes, I'll be traveling soon and to places of different time zones. How should I stay on track with my healing in different time zones? I don't want to add this to my stress and just plan on having a fun vacation with my family. Okay, there's a few questions here. So first of all, yes, changes and fluctuations in your sleep. Are totally normal to experience when you're having like a massive hormonal fluctuation. A lot of people in HA do sleep really deeply. I think we're just so tired, we're so in survival mode that we have basically told our brain, like, you're not getting more food, so you're just gonna have to deal with it. So nocturnal and scavenging behaviors don't necessarily increase. And then you tend to just sleep through. When you start sending that signal, hey, we're eating more, food is abundant, it's a lot more common to experience your, basically have your brain go, let's get up, let's eat something. Often that can be that's a possible theory, to be clear. So if you wanna go back to sleep and you're not waking up and eating a snack and trying to go back to sleep again, try that, like having a glass of milk, having a snack bar, having, you know, sometimes I would even get up in the middle of the night and just have like spoonfuls of yogurt out of the tub, big tub of yogurt, and just go back to bed. Like whatever is easy for you to do, see if that helps. But yes, it's probably going to pass. This is probably just a phase, so I wouldn't worry too much about it. In terms of like, is working on exercise in direct conflict with me working on optimizing my cycle? Not really. It can be in direct conflict with you working on getting your period back. Once you have a period and you've had multiple cycles, there's a few ways to skin a cat. It's up to you. If you are making changes and taking steps to try to optimize your cycle, you are in the process of optimizing your cycle no matter what. Will your attempts definitely work? I don't know. This is just where you need to have some skills, both, you know, your chart and some sort of like emotional, mental, psychological skills to make sure you're not being biased and to make sure you're doing a good job of tracking, looking at the pattern, making a change and adjusting. So it's fine for you to try and optimize your cycle with exercise as long as you're willing to determine if it's working or not and make a change in the other direction. So you can't, like sometimes I think what the question really is, hey, is there a way for me to optimize my cycle with exercise so I never ever have to take it out? The answer to that is, like, I don't know. I don't promise that for anyone, possibly not. If you want to try to optimize your cycle with exercise, great. You know, and Olivia, she here says like she has long follicular phases and short luteal phases. So that's a sign of suboptimal cycle. So if she wants to try and work in exercise, she's going to have to make changes to that exercise, and or she's going to have to eat a lot more food, and or try to make sure she's not doing that exercise on days where she has poor sleep. She might want to fix the sleep first, then have some exercise come in and see and adjust how that looks, you know, like see and adjust according to whether or not her chart is showing that this is working or not. You just have to be willing to look at it after 2-3 months. Hey, I keep trying to optimize my cycle with exercise in, but I notice it's not getting better. I'm gonna probably have to drop something. Before you do, if this resonates with anyone, it's really common for you to think you're making changes, but you're really not, right? Like, you're just, there's always an excuse, there's always a good reason, there's always maybe tomorrow. Then you get to the end of this month and you're like, well, I didn't really do a good job this month of eating more to support the exercise, so I'm gonna try again. This month, I'm gonna try to eat more.
to support the exercise. Well, if that is a pattern for you and you are really struggling to actually eat more to support the exercise, then that path is probably not for you. And you're just gonna need to let it go and be less biased and understand that your habits and behaviors right now are not suited to the method of exercising and eating more to get your cycle back on track. It's definitely possible. There are definitely people who train regularly, who have optimal cycles, who are fertile, who get pregnant. You know, I am someone who trains regularly. I am someone who is fertile. It's not that it's impossible, but just while you're in this healing phase, this optimization phase, it can be a really long time. So you just buckle in, sit in there for 6 months, 8 months, 12 months, playing the adjustment game, letting your body sit in that, and then eventually one day you're gonna look up and you're gonna see, wow, I've come a long way, I am training again, my cycle is optimal, and that's all something that's in the past.
Y'all, we have been trying to record this for like 30 minutes, so here we go. Take 580. Hey! Did you know that we support people with HA, low progesterone, anovulation, short luteal phases, and all of the types of challenges that come up with infertility?
Dani and I are practitioners that have helped hundreds of women beat HA, regain fertility, and get pregnant naturally.
Mm-hmm. We are here to break the status quo of spending tens of thousands of dollars on IVF treatments for women who have issues that can absolutely be solved naturally.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. So we do this with our signature program that restores ovulation to regain healthy menstrual cycles. And if you're ready, get pregnant completely naturally.
Mm-hmm. On top of our one-on-one sessions, our fertility program even includes a styling session with Samantha Dawn, who is a body positive stylist. She's also our personal stylist.
Yes.
And an expert in helping you to dress your new and nourished body.
This is so important that we don't even need to convince you on how important this is. We want you to relearn how to nourish your body, claim your fertility, and feel confident in your clothes as your body changes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be painful.
No, yeah, exactly right. It doesn't have to be painful. With a little bit of guidance and support, you can absolutely do this. So if getting your cycle back and if feeling good about the process, if getting pregnant naturally is something you want to do, if you don't want to spend tens of thousands of dollars on medical treatment for something that you don't have to, we have just the place for you to go. So go to thehasociety.com/coaching to learn more about who we are, what we do, and apply today.
Yeah. We looked forward to supporting you.
That was good. Do you like that one?
Yeah, okay. I do like that one. That one's way more us.
Yeah. Boom. There you go.
There's definitely other things that I think are like strongly linked to these issues, but that's a video for another time, probably. That's probably scratching the surface a little, but I hope it was helpful, Olivia. And then in terms of the different time zones, there's not really anything you can do. It is what it is. Enjoy your trip. Your chart is going to look awful. It's just the nature of traveling and especially the nature of time zone changes. So that's okay. You just go with it. Travel is so much more taxing on our body than we give it credit for. We often will have people who travel who feel like, well, I didn't have a stressful time. I had a relaxed time. Why does my chart look worse? Why are my temperatures crazy or low? Why is my ovulation delayed? Well, travel is so much more taxing than we give it credit for. So that's what I have for you, Olivia. I hope that it's helpful. And let's see who I've got. Lauren asked just one quick question. She said, are you saying it's possible to heal over 40? Yes, absolutely. It's possible to heal over 40. Um,
Y'all, you know what's so interesting? I get a lot of listener questions written in from 14 and 16 year olds, like from teenagers. This is not one of them though. Let's go. This is a question from Ruby C. She says, "Hey Danny, I haven't had my period for 2 years now. It stopped when I started counting calories to lose weight. This is probably the third time I've experienced this. When I was 16 and anorexic. Okay. I've had all the EDs, all the types, ano, binge, bulim. I'm 5'1 and I was 121 pounds, which is 55 kilos. I lost my period at this time. I started weight training a year ago and I went down to 100 pounds, only 19.7% body fat. I started to gain some weight back in the hopes of getting my period back at the beginning of the year and wanted to try bulking. I'm currently 47 kilos and 22% body fat, but no period. I've had my hormones tested and so far there's nothing wrong. My doctor said there's simply nothing to do about it unless I want to get pregnant in the future. I completely disagree with him. I took meds to get my period back over the last 2 years, but they're not real periods. I even tried TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, which worked for a while, but I'm not sure if they were real periods since I have zero knowledge on traditional Chinese medicine and how it works. Thinking back, I don't think it's my weight or low body fat percentage that caused my period to stop. It's probably the stress of counting calories, but when I stop tracking, I'll binge or overeat. My ED tendencies still linger. It's all or nothing, and I still throw up from time to time. I also need to track my macros since I'm aiming for that shredded gym girl physique. I don't want to gain a bunch of weight and lose my hard-earned gym gains and still not get a period. I'm conflicted since I also want to bulk. I'm so lost and confused. Should I strength train less? I've already cut down drastically on daily steps and cardio. I really need some advice." Wow, Ruby. This is actually a really intense question. There's a lot here. And this one kind of breaks my heart a little bit for you. Sorry it's taken me so long to respond to this. You sent this in May. It's now June or July. But you're absolutely right that like your doctor is wrong. And that's just a thing. But here's the big problem. Summed up is the big problem. I'm gonna read your own words to you. "I don't think it's my weight or my low body fat percentage that caused my period to stop." Okay, pause. That is you saying, "I'm the unicorn. I know that's the problem for everyone else, even though I have a history of ED, even though I consistently control my body through counting macros, bulking, shredding, even though I have goals of being a shredded girl. That has absolutely nothing to do with it. I'm special." Girl, I love you. And with love, I tell you that that is delusional. "I also want / need to track my macros since I'm aiming for that shredded gym girl physique. Your goals are completely out of alignment with your actions. If your goal is period health, if your goal is getting your period back, aiming for a shredded gym girl physique is a direct conflict to your goal. End of story. Nothing to argue with there. End of story. You are taking actions that have absolutely nothing to do with recovery, spinning your wheels, doing like, okay, well, I'm cutting down on my daily steps. So you've cut down. You haven't cut it out. You've cut down on your cardio, but you haven't cut it out. Right, so you're making the bare minimum changes and hoping that your body just goes, my gosh, thank you so much. This extra 25 calories that you're not burning for me is making the difference. No. 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 So you're conflicted because you also want to bulk. You're so lost and confused. Should you strength train less? Yes, you should. You have an ED. You have one, right? Maybe you've made it past the extreme bits, but you said you still throw up time to time. You have an ED. I don't know why I'm even doing this video, because I actually know deep in my soul you're gonna hear this and you're not gonna take a single step of action towards it, because that is the nature
of an ED. So I don't know if this is going to help Ruby. I guarantee you that even though this, she sent this in May and I'm replying in July, she's still doing all those things and not actually doing anything for recovery almost whatsoever. I hope that anyone listening just takes a moment, honestly, to just look at, are my actions in line with my goals? I'm saying I want to get pregnant, but I'm in the gym trying to get shredded and avoid weight gain. I'm saying I want to get my period back, but I'm counting my macros and trying to make sure I avoid any kind of weight gain. That is unicorn thinking, right? Unicorn thinking is, that's the science, the evidence, the proof, that the anecdotal, that everything that points to this is how you solve this issue does not apply to me, because I should have to get to be a shredded gym girl. I am not worthy if I gain weight. I am only valuable if I am thin. This is what I want and I should get to have it. Well, okay, that is true. You get to have what you want, 100%. But you don't get to have two things at the same time that are in direct conflict. You don't get to have optimal health and do things that are objectively bad for you. Bit of tough love for anyone out there who's struggling. I say it with compassion. I do say it with love because I do care a lot. See this all the time. And I want you to stop wasting your life and wasting your time and spinning your wheels on something that's not going to work, that's only going to make you more sick and is not bringing you an iota of joy. With that, please subscribe. If you have a question you want to do in the for the show, please post it in the comments below. I eventually reply to almost all of the questions. And I hope you guys have a really great weekend. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping. But once you're cycling, the temp drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the temp drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So TempDrop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons like HA recovery, making sure your cycle's not slipping back in the HA direction, Temp Drop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the Temp Drop. And we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So
If you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like you've just, your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now, and the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day, and I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic, it's made from Australian beef, and my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society.
Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.